Okay. Hi, everyone. Happy to be here. It will be a quick presentation, only 10 minutes, and I will try to both present a new tool and to make a quick demo. So I'm a research engineer and data scientist, and I'm in a team in the south of Paris, in Crest. And we are developing from 1 year a tool to accelerate text annotation for social science. So this is a basic plot. The context is the following. We have a shitload of textual data for social science, and you can imagine ranging from newspapers to social media to speech-to-text corpuses. And it can range from 100 to millions of documents regarding the kind of research topics. And there is this hype on AI, the new tools that are just emerging. So we have a lot of new horizons with foundation model and LLM to embed in our researches. And on the other side, social science and a lot of fields, not all the researchers are developing using code. So there is still, and we have some other example today, of the need of tools, you know, to expand the possibilities of those new evolution for research. So this is the basic context. And the tool I'm just going to showcase today, it's called Active Tigger, Tigger for Tagger, text annotation and text, and it is an open source web application for text classification. The rationale is the following. First, to be able to collaborate on text annotation, because usually teams want to work together on it. Second, it's to accelerate the annotation on specific elements, and the tool integrates a loop of active learning, which is basically selecting specific elements to accelerate the annotation of specific patterns in the dataset. And the last point is to scale, you know, a few annotations, like hundreds or thousands, to the whole dataset, which can be a million elements. And it's based on the observations that even if we have a lot of zero-shot models right now, there is still something relevant that even in complex tasks, a well-trained supervised model can equal and sometimes even surpass human annotation. And so there is a lot of space to replace human annotators with well-trained, supervised model to annotate the data. So basically, it is the rationale of the tool. I will get back to that well after in the demo, but this is basically what it looks like. Just to give you a very quick technical overview, I don't want to deep into it. The backend is developed like Panoptik, I think, in Python and Fast API for having an architecture client-server organization. The front end is a collaboration from this open room with Paul Girard. So it's something which was born here also, somehow, with React and also a Python client to interact with the application. And also we are using one specific family of models, which kind of are old models for comparing to the new ones, which are BERT models. And BERT models are the one developed and trained in the, by the end of 2020. And they are having a comeback because just a few months, just a few weeks before, a new version just dropped, which is modern BERT, which extends the contextual window. So it is still, it's old stuff, but still relevant for social science and for text analysis. The tool is based on three main values. First, a tool specific to task, so we don't intend to be a platform to all the text analysis. The idea is to integrate, if possible, the best practice in our field, so in sociology, political science, and so forth, how to annotate correctly a data set to help people, you know, to follow the best practices. And it is still a research tool, so at the end, it needs to be simple enough to be modified for each team to add the elements they need for doing the research. So this is a trade-off, but we'll try to carry it on. Okay, just to give a few elements of the current milestone, so we are still in beta testing. So we currently have research teams that are starting using it for their research. The code is on GitHub, so please join if you want. And to give you just an idea of the idea of the schedule, we are starting to integrate an interface to better integrate the call for external model like Hugging Face, OpenAI model to use zero shot inside the application. We are trying to better to adapt the management of rights, and we aim for a stable classical version by the mid-June in a Dockerized version. Okay. So I want to jump to a quick demo for the 5 minutes that's left. Do I need a classifier right now? Maybe not, maybe yes. So we need all to choose the next talk to attend to. So why not use our preferences to train classifier on the first DEM dataset? So we have all the abstract of the conference. It's easy to download. It's not a real social science stuff, of course, but you can translate it on, you know, activity like trying to analyze the way journalists are talking about a specific topic and then training classifier to do so. So how to proceed, and if you want to do it, please join on the interface. So we need the first DEM dataset, and you can take it, but it's already online. It's first DEM for the access. And then what are the next steps? First, you create a project. Then you decide how do you want to code. So you create the label you want to use. And if you have enough time, a code book to describe how do you want to code. And this is the huge part for research project. And then you start to annotate. First, randomly, you just take a few elements to say, OK, I want to attend to this one, not to this one, and so forth. And at some point, you can decide to achieve learnings. So trying to predict the next label for the element, and so to increase the number of elements from one class and the other. Once you have enough, you can train a model. If it's good enough, so if it predicts well enough what you want, so the F1, for instance, is high enough, you say, OK, I'm done with that. And you can just generalize the prediction on the whole data set. So let's do it very quickly. So you can go to the project. If you are able to connect, you have the same interface I have right now. I already created the project, but if you want, you can create it this way, importing data set. You have a very simple interface. You can prepare a project like adding label. I already created them, so I would attend, I won't attend, I'm not interested. You create features like you transform the text in a vector database to help the model for the active learning book. Then you can explore, and the main part is to annotate. So now it's, you know, the human intensive part. So we need to read and say, okay, is something I want to attend? No, it's not very interested. Do I want to attend to this one? Oh yes, it's nice, okay. So for the moment, I just annotate. I can train a simple model based on the 62 elements I annotated. So I can train this one. If I do that, I have a first loop of prediction based on what I've already annotated to predict the next one. So I can have an information about, is it something that I can predict? And it helps me to look for either specific elements or to look to those who are not very easy to predict with a high entropy. So you can select to focus on those who are the most difficult to predict for the model, and then to improve your training dataset. This is the basic principle, okay? So once you have enough, you can just switch to train a model, and then you can fine-tune a BERT model. So BERT model is kind of 100 million parameters, so it's 500 megabytes to 1 gigabyte. You can use a name, test, or for them. Let's try to the last modern BERT model. You can go for all the elements. And the point is you need GPU for fine-tuning those models. So you need 20 gigabytes of GPU if you want to do it. So that's why we're running them on our servers. And so you can train your predictor. OK, I just move on so I can finish. And then once you've trained one, you can look at it. You can see the parameters. But you can also predict scores. And for this one, I have a F1 about around 0.7. It's not very good. I should annotate more elements. But now I can iterate and start to have a better model. And then I can just extend the prediction on the whole corpus here. It's just computing right now. And export the prediction here. I already did that. So that's the prediction. And then have a look on the whole FOSDEM presentation to see which one I will attend to in the next session. So I'm done. Thank you for your attention. I need to look at the probabilities because I'm not sure my predictor is good enough to pick up one. I will stay here because I'm trying to support the team. It depends what you how much can we handle things like transcripts, interview data, and the answer is what do you want to do with that? If your idea is to detect a specific pattern of in the interview, and you know what you want to do, and you can write a code book, it works very well. You just have to prepare your data set. Like maybe the whole interview is too big to enter the contextual window of a BERT model, so divide it by paragraphs, and then start to annotate it and deploy it on the whole data set. So it will work well. It's basically designed also to do this kind of little, you know, stuff of creating some specific annotators for finding a pattern of, I don't know, susceptibility or speaking about a specific topic in a data set. But the idea is really to extend your own, you know, a view and way of doing your data on a specific criteria for doing what you want to do.
Where
is the training happening? Right now, the server is in our laboratory, so we have a few GPU. At the end, you will be able to install it whenever you want. So for the moment, it's in south of Paris, in the NSAI laboratory.
Okay, I think that's all the time we've got.
Thank you.